The idea first surfaced decades ago to extend Newtown Pike into the heart of downtown Lexington. After years of discussion, then planning, and finally bulldozing, construction is underway in the Davis Bottom neighborhood. Over the years, Hazel Lambert has had many homes in that low-income community, wedged between South Broadway and Versailles Road.
What I really liked about the bottom, where the trailers is now, they used to be a parker, right? And we didn't get to go no place, and we could go down there, and they had ball games in the summertime. We could go down and see ball games and stuff like that, you know.
When the road extension came through, Lambert's residence was demolished. Like many of her neighbors, she was relocated into trailers in a nearby field, once home to those ball fields. The road will also displace Nathaniel United Methodist Mission. Pastor David McFarland is director of the mission.
Notwithstanding all the things that Nathaniel's done in the neighborhood all these years, it has first and foremost been a spiritual center. And I think that's been largely overlooked in this project. That the project is focused more on the tangible things, classes for this, classes for that, and they have missed the point that having a spiritual center is really what's been important to this neighborhood.
Go on in there. I'll write you down in just a minute.
Thank you very much.
Second door.
Do you have a bag?
Nathaniel Mission has offered a variety of services to its neighbors, including medical, dental, and veterinary care. The mission closes this spring and will resume business near the intersection of Versailles Road and Angliana Drive. David McFarland senses something has changed. Initially, planners promised to preserve the neighborhood. Now McFarland worries they're inadvertently changing the feel of the community.
If in the second step of 10 steps, you have to add up 2 and 2, and you write the answer of 5, you can do everything right from there on, but you always wind up with the wrong answer. And I think that's exactly what's going on here.
Instead of bringing his former residents back home to Davis Bottom, McFarland worries they'll be unintentionally displaced by wealthier homeowners. Stuart Goodpaster of the State Transportation Department has helped plan the Newtown Pike Extension project. He says despite the construction, they've tried to preserve the community by keeping residents near one another.
Rather than just take them and relocate them somewhere else, we provided a way where they could stay together in that historic community, and that they could have affordable housing that would be protected from here on out.
Well, new homes are being built. Some Davis Bottom residents continue to be housed in trailers. Then, when they return, their rents and mortgage payments will remain unchanged for several years. Goodpaster admits the pace of the project has frustrated some residents who have chosen to move on, but not everyone. Longtime resident Hazel Lambert still waits, hoping to return someday to her home in the bottom.
Well, I knew right there and then that was what I should do, you know, because we was talking about how high rent and stuff was, you know. So I decided, well, I'll just start saving my money, but like I'm paying rent, you know. And so I've been saving it ever since.
Much of the new housing is being built with support through what's known as the Community Land Trust. It will provide land for new homes and assist with financing. In part two of our series, we'll examine how the land trust may also change the Davis Bottom neighborhood. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.